opened my balcony and this fly came in here and now I'm fucking pissed because this motherfucker is flying all around me and I want to beat its ass. Get ready with me for a candid discussion that challenges the status quo and demands accountability. This is Controversial Smoke, where we say the quiet things out loud through the lens of faith and cannabis.
Hey, I'm gonna do what he says, and if it make you feel some kind of way, take it up with him.
For tonight's sesh, we're playing with my little pink panther hair. She's a cake glow. She's so fun. She hits really, really good. Shout out to Cake Glow for this cute little thing. I'm gonna put some French toast and GSC. These dabs be hitting, okay, and this thing don't play. I think this is a batter or butter. I don't remember. So we're gonna do to start off this conversation. I've been watching my church and it has been giving me insight on how to go about this kingdom business that I'm trying to do. And that is being consistent and getting out of the covert stage to the overt stage. I call it the I don't give a fuck stage. We love tree, but do we love God? Do we love Jesus? If you don't love God and you don't love Jesus, then what you doing smoking this tree? I'm just saying. Now, I'm not saying I dislike the industry. I just dislike what the industry does and how it represents Black people as a whole and who they choose to exploit as a representation of Black people. Every Black woman does not represent Miss Toto Pink and Culo Brown. However, when the industry chooses to promote and perpetuate these harmful stereotypes, it makes me believe as if they do this intentionally. Usually the people who love and promote and push these types of stereotypes are people who embody those stereotypes. I'm just saying. Why can't we have Black women who are in the corporate sector? That's a better representation. Oh, because there isn't any. Why can't we have an actress and not a porn star to represent the cannabis industry? That's kind of sketchy. Problem is with those harmful stereotypes is that the more this industry exploits it and promotes it, the more of those people who control the glass ceiling start to believe that this is how we operate, which gives them more of an excuse to control the glass ceiling as much as they can, because look at these people acting a fool. And you want them to be in corporate? That's how they talking amongst themselves. And this is why I have to create my own lane. I love this industry. If I didn't love it, I wouldn't be in it for almost 8 years. So obviously, I love it. I love helping my people. I love seeing us grow and be functional stoners in moderation and have a spiritual connection to our higher power in the midst of partaking in this beautiful elevation. However, the ones that are being exploited the most are those who take like 5 to 10 gummies. Hella blunts, looking like addicts, instead of utilizing you for the Black excellence that brings them so much financial gain. Now we look like a hamster on a wheel with no self-control that they will profit off of every time. I might be the Amanda Seals of cannabis, because when it comes to our sexuality, it is always exploited. But when it comes to our talents and our passions and our education, it's like, ooh, we want to see you dance, but we don't really want to hear you talk. But dance, bitch, dance. You want this money? Show some titties. Be light-skinned and pretty. Profit off of your creativity, because they're going to profit off of your creativity. And they're going to profit off of your Black excellence, whether you like it or not. You're better off creating your own lane that shows the individual impact that you want to make and the inspiration that you want to inspire. Once you start doing what everyone else is doing, you lose your sense of self. I said I was going to do this. I said that I was going to be honest. The cannabis industry doesn't give a fuck about Black people, because there's a glass ceiling. There is such a high exploitation of Black people. Sometimes it's really disgusting. Look at the turnover rate. Majority of the turnover rate consists of people of color. I feel like at times we are used until we can't be used anymore. And then after that, they just find ways to get rid of you. I be taking notes too. I don't play that. All I'm gonna do is tell you what I am hearing, comprehending, and understanding. I just had to put that word out. Cheers. I guess it's all about who has more of the money and more of the power. But it's like, come on, you gotta kind of share that power, because look how many people who look like me or darker are in jail for this very same thing that you make billions off of. And you don't want to find positions for them? All the black people that you see of excellence that brings you profitability, style, the allowance of utilizing and exploiting the culture, even when it's negative. I just be like, why? We bring the culture. Y'all not listening to Taylor Swift at every dispensary? I'm sorry, Taylor Swift. I love me some Taylor Swift. This is all, you know, the culture. The only thing that bothers me is that I don't see people like me in that corporate sector. Like, you know, like when we all got to be worried about like, oh my God, corporate coming. Oh my God, make sure you got your badges. Oh my God, make sure you got. I want to be able to be like, damn, man, look at this black lady. I'm trying to be like that. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't want to do that personally, but I'm just saying. When we have representation and something, you know, to look up to, we become more involved in wanting to attain that. I haven't really seen that yet. So I made me a little mocktail, and it's the Uncle Arnie's pineapple punch with the ocean spray cran pineapple. And since representation matters, cannabis companies should prioritize authentic representation, not what these BBL rapper girls is doing. That's not realistic. Okay. And not like the one that's overly drastic, sexually, you know, exploitive, promiscuous. Like, give options so that we can be of positive representation other than what you see. And I get it, you know, we do exploit ourselves. However, the one with the most money should have the most common sense. Which means if I'm going to represent a community and utilize it to my financial advantage, then I should put them in a better light and place them in better positions where their creativity just shines through. And not only does it flourish their creativity, it also flourishes your wallet. So this whole glass ceiling stuff ain't cool, especially when you got people who don't represent us in these cultural atmospheres and they don't know what to do. And then they complain about it as if they didn't know that they were working for a cultural industry where there is going to be more than just Wonder Bread in the building. And I think that's where the corporate sector needs to understand that you can have an educated woman or man of color that is not ambiguous looking, be of positive representation for us. But if we don't see people who look like us, how are we going to know that there's a possibility? There's really not much of a possibility, because me being in the industry for this long and I haven't really seen much. That already let me know, like, girl, you better make your journey, you better make your way, boo. You better create a path for yourself. But anyway, I got sidetracked for a moment. The cannabis industry needs to promote diverse voices, not just the ambiguous ones. Not just the ones that brag about Toto Pink and Culo Brown, okay? Educated people of color, preferably black people with darker pigmentation and melanin. You know, maybe with a bell pepper nose. I don't know. Due to the high turnover rate, I think it's evident that the intrinsical trusting is not always go. Other than prioritizing authentic representation in their marketing and hiring practices, many need to promote diverse voices, not just the ambiguous looking ones or the exotic looking ones. You know, the normal ones that can read. And they don't always have to show their breasts to, you know, succeed in this industry. It's kind of crazy how much they turned it into a Coors Light commercial. Like, the weed is thotted out. She has been pimped out. By promoting diverse voices and stories to challenge stereotypes, you are not only turning your business into a transformational one, you are amplifying underrepresented perspectives. Since representation matters and we are the culture, we do keep the lights on, don't we? than advocating for policies and initiatives that promote diversity, equity, and inclusion, empower Black and minority communities to create and sustain their own businesses. Advocate transparency and accountability by providing mentorship and support networks within hiring practices, corporate culture, and community engagement. Providing mentorship with people who represent them and stories to challenge stereotypes empowers marginalized communities to hold these cannabis companies accountable for their actions and policies regarding diversity, inclusivity, and equity. Because they may say it there, that doesn't mean they embody it there. When you go into a dispensary, do you hear Taylor Swift? No. You hear Ice Spice, Nicki Minaj, J. Cole. Black excellence. Show us that it's possible to go beyond being a bud tender, a manager. I want to see someone that looks like me with the vernacular and the swag and the authenticity up there. Maybe I would have thought about, maybe I want to be up there, but I never seen it. Therefore, I never thought of it. I thought of the marketing realm because Black people are just so awesome at marketing. We are the culture. I feel like a lot of these companies get the second best version, the ambiguous looking, or the Latino. Now, don't get your panties in between your ass crack, because I am Puerto Rican and Haitian, okay? It's just that I see what I see. Colorism is rampant in this industry. And if you can be exotic, that's even better. One thing that has provided me with jobs is being bilingual. Being able to speak Spanish, looking the way I look, being from the Bronx, having the accent that I have. It's like being a personality hire. But at the same time, you do your shit. You know what I'm saying? So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I am getting more comfortable as time progresses. I'm really trying to make sure that I stay consistent with this because it's not easy for me. But I always enjoy talking to you guys and giving you guys the real. I love this industry, don't get me wrong. But until I see people that look like me up there, if you're in this industry, create your own lane aside from the industry. They're not going to pay you the value of you. And that's what I had to learn. Can't be cool with that value forever. You got to learn from it, be inspired by it, create transformational experiences within it. I believe that God put me in this industry to inspire and to impact, and I was just trying to find my way through. Marketing would have been cool too, but they keep picking people who don't look like us to market to us. And there's really nothing I can do about it. You know what I'm saying? The only thing that I can do is be the best person I can be and represent companies who show me their diversity, equity, and inclusivity is there. They embody it. And I only associate myself with such. All in all, by implementing these solutions and actually fostering inclusivity, equity, and accountability, we can work towards creating a more just and colorful cannabis industry for all. There's money for everyone. It sells itself. However, it's just like working at a Saks Fifth for the most part. Hopefully that will change. I don't know. I'm just making a way for myself so that I can inspire others to do the same within this industry, especially within an industry that is supposed to embody diversity and inclusivity, that's supposed to represent all colors of the rainbow because of the history behind it. So with controversy comes solutions. Some of these solutions, I believe a lot of them know of. They just choose not to apply them to their core values or embody them in their marketing and hiring practices. The Lord told me to tell y'all this, you know, to tell y'all how the cannabis industry don't give a fuck about Black people. And you could tell, you know, based on the fact that a lot of people have said the same thing that I just said, but I'm just repeating it again because it seems as if they intentionally do not want to try to understand or do it. It's like they love it. They love exploiting us and making us look terrible. Sad part, it be us that invest and promote in that shit. And then we be wondering about why they treat us this way. Why we can't get positions. Why we can't get... Hope you guys had a great night with me. I had a great night with you guys. stay high, stay fly, stay prayed up. Make sure you got your foot, tu chancla, tu tenis on the devil's neck, because we all about positivity and realness over here. Y'all know the solutions now. Accountability is so important. Be authentic about it. That's all we care about. Be authentic, you know, pay us well, and give us positive positions that inspire others to come after us. That's all. Next time, besitos. Bye.